If I had to describe the band and the music, I can do it in one word: honest. Pretty much straight out of the womb, I knew what I wanted to be. I think probably my biggest the main moment I remember is being about 10 years old and hearing a guy by the name of Otis Redding sing for the first time. And I'd never really physically seen someone bleed out of a stereo speaker before. And just the conviction and everything just inspired me. And I never looked back from there.
My inspiration for music goes back to my family. On my father's side, we'd go to family reunions and they'd be playing bluegrass and that sort of thing. Got my first guitar when I was 12. I started playing ever since. I guess it's just something you play and it becomes a part of you. And it's something that you really, it's hard to describe what drives you to do it, but there's something inside of you that makes you want to create and play the instrument.
I started music when I was 8 years old. My grandmother had a brother who was a jazz drummer in Chicago, and she always said when I was a little kid that I'd be a drummer. So I'd beat around on boxes and things like that. And for my 8th birthday, I got my first snare drum, and from then I was hooked. So I've been playing for 20 years now.
My mom actually got me a guitar when I was like 9. There was always music in the house growing up. You know, it's like mostly like Ray Charles and Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Skinner, Allman Brothers. So there was always music in the house. So one day she got me a guitar and probably like 9 years old, and just, you know, took it from there and never put it down really.
Shinedown is it's an interesting entity we have going here. It's really, I like to think we're a bunch of good people. We're from the South, and we pride ourselves on making good music, meeting the fans, writing songs that actually mean something.
It's gonna be like, and you're gonna do the same thing that you do in the bridge, but we're doing this now so you'll know during the bridge where to do this, and then you go right back into playing the bridge the way you were playing it.
How we write songs. A lot of what will happen is we don't have any solid format. We leave it really open. It's a lot of just, you know, who has the idea for the day. Sometimes I'll have a melody in my head. I'll show it to Jason or Brad or Barry, and we'll just start constructing the idea around that. Sometimes I'll already have a piece of music written and they'll bring it to me, and, you know, we'll just start from there.
So we're not doing any high speed.
Yeah. We'll get back into all that.
We'll
go back into
the fuck of it, just to do it. Yeah. It's just for metal.
So we won't do it like normal. We're just gonna play until they go into that.
All you're doing is,
and then we'll come back into like and just start it all over. Cause he's gonna be fucking going all around.
Try it, please.
Okay. Let's try it again.
Lyrically, you know, I might already have a lyric, and I might already have a melody, so I'll sing it to them. Some of the song on the album 45 was written that way. I actually had the chorus in my head, and I just sang it out, and we started working around that. But, you know, there's really no solid format. I mean, we look at it like, you know, you don't wake up in the morning and say, okay, today, you know, I'm going to write a song about, you know, my mother or my this, you know, step I'm sitting on or whatever. It either comes to you or it doesn't. Forcing it out is not something that, you know, you should ever do.
Just writing songs for the sake of, you know, having a good catchy song at radio or that sort of thing. I think Brent writes, you know, most of the lyrics, but it comes from somewhere deep within his soul, I know. And as far as when we're creating the music to go around what his vocals are trying to say and what his lyrics are trying to say, it just comes from the heart. We're a very soulful and prideful band.
It's that lens.
basically, this is your home when you go on the road.
This is actually a really, really nice one.
Yeah, we've had a lot worse.
For us,
we're lucky to have
it's nice for Shinedown.
Yes, we've That's been in vans and RVs and a short bus for quite some time, which was rather funny.
But basically, here's just your living room.
Right?
Yes.
It's kitchen, the table.
Kitchen table.
Let's see.
That's dining room table.
There's all the beer that doesn't have any ice on it.
That's not good.
Cool. Ollie.
All right, I'll get ice.
That's Marcus.
The Goose.
And that's Scott.
Roscoe.
He's a guitar technician and it's our lighting.
Cool.
And that's Brent Smith, he's the singer.
Whatever.
Show him the master bath.
There's a shithole.
There's no pooping.
That's where the bath
Yeah, no shitting.
Well, they're shitting.
Yeah, we did that the other day. This is where you sleep. 12 bunks. And this is the back lounge. And it's basically just kind of the same thing. You know, in here, it's just a way to, you can kind of get away from everyone if you need to. And, like Jason said when we walked in, this is actually a really, really nice bus. And, we were able to get it for this last run that we did here.
Right.
And, you know, you have a complete stereo system. It's all on satellite, you know, you can do whatever you want. And, that's basically it. You throw all your stage clothes in there and we just leave them, you know, all the sweat and everything. But this is pretty much where you live.
What drives me to make music? Now I think I have a. I think what drives me to make music is my little girl, seeing her, you know. She's 4 and a half and she's just badass. I think that inspires me. You know, drugs inspire me, alcohol inspires me, life inspires me, the beach, you know. That inspires me. Dirt bikes inspire me. I'm just inspired by everything, man. I just dig being alive right now.
My biggest inspiration is just not believing that I've ever arrived or that I've made it or that I've outdone myself. I just keep trying to top what I've already done. I don't really believe in, I think I'm very, very much driven to create at all times. I think you have to grow not only as an artist, but as a, you know, just as a human being. So I think I just don't believe in, you know, what you would call success in a lot of ways. You know, I want success, but I just keep trying to outdo what I've already done and just keep motivating myself.
Shinedown's a bunch of Southern boys having a good time playing music. All of us get along. We're like brothers. We're like family. Each one of us has our own separate personalities. You know, Brent's a wild man. Jason's got his own little thing going on. Brad's kind of similar to me in his personalities. And I'm very laid back. They call me Grandpa. I try to take care of everybody. So, you know, it's just a band of brothers out here trying to make a living, trying to play music.
Somehow, playing with all these guys in this band, I mean, we've been together probably like 4 years now. But, man, we still get along and we still hang out. I don't know how, you know, but, you know, we get in fights and we break shit and punch holes, but, you know, we've never really killed each other for some reason. I don't know, I think maybe not growing up together and stuff, it's like we've all found each other now, and, you know, and it just feels right. I don't know, I think in anything in life, you know, whether it's sports or whatever your gig is, you know, it's like it's all about getting the right combination, and I think we got lucky to do that.
One of the other things about us, there's absolutely no egos in this band. Like, no one, we're all brothers, and, you know, we love each other very much, and we play music together, and, you know, it's a big part of it, and, you know, we don't fight. I mean, if there's an argument, we get it out on the table right then and there, figure out what the problem is, get it done, get it dealt with, and then we go on, because we just don't have time in our day for it, and we laugh at it. Like, we don't actually ever get mad at one another. We just crack up at each other when we do get mad. Because you can't, like, take it seriously.
We bust on each other nonstop here, man. You have to, I mean.
Gotta have a thick skin, that's for sure.
It's a
tough room.
It's a tough room. It's a very tough room to be part of this.
And out of all these shows, you know, we've done, you know, we huddle every single night. And we said even if we were mad at each other, we would always, you know, do that huddle and go on stage, you know. But, and we have every single
night. Leave it all behind.
Yeah.
Even if Brent takes all my drugs, I still love my dad.
Drinks all the whiskey.
Our fans are great, man. They're wild.
they're very passionate. I think someone was telling me earlier that they showed up at 10 o'clock this morning and there's already people in line for tickets.
Everything they fucking roll, dude.
You just let the CD roll, put it on number one, and just let it play, and then you can just, you got good music for like a good hour and a half, 2 hours.
Hell yeah, dude, they fucking roll.
They really get the fans into it, and I just love the show they put on.
Shine Now, baby, we love it. We're gonna party all night. Everybody loves Shine Now, Zimmerman. Can nobody sing like that lead singer, baby?
We stood in the rain for about 45 minutes. We drove about 3 hours to get here.
We came all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And I'm getting laid tonight by Shine Now.
Like I was saying earlier, they're as passionate about the music, if not more passionate than we are.
Every single person in this room, every single one of you, we would not be able to stand on this stage if it wasn't for every person in the room!
I think the diehard Shine Down fans really, I see a lot of connection between, you know, what we've been through and, you know, what they've been through. I think, you know, we're not, you know, by any means so different. I think that's why we have a connection with them and they have a connection with us. And they're just incredibly inspiring to look, you know, out at them every night and to look into their eyes and to see, you know, what they've gone through and what the band means to them is a huge honor, and it's a tremendous blessing.
We are so very, very honored to be here tonight. Thank you so much. You feel like singing a song?
Favorite song to sing live? It's a really tough question because they're all like children to me. You don't love any one more than the other. I will admit, though, I love to, I really do like singing 45 live. To listen to the crowd sing it sometimes louder than me is an amazing feeling.
For me, being on stage is what I got into this for, you know? It's like recording, you know, and being in the studio was one thing, but I think the guys knew when I got in here that, you know, I had come from a background of playing live all the time, and I mean that's why I got into this. I think at the end of the day, it's the last thing you can't download is a live ticket. So I mean, it's just it's all out there, man, on the stage, and I think that's the best thing about all of this, is playing live.
Best thing about playing on stage is it's just the feeling you get. It's the best drug you could ever have. You don't need anything to play on stage. It's almost hard to describe.
It kind of goes back to, you know, the whole idea of when you walk on, it's kind of like you die and you're reborn again. How do I feel playing the last show? I definitely feel a sense of accomplishment on this record. You know, going back to what I said earlier, you know, you don't ever believe in, you know, this is it. You gotta keep going. You know, we're gonna take a month off and then start a new record. But to play the last show, I guess I just, you know, I didn't really set in until just now.
I don't think it's set in yet that it's our last show. It's been so long being on the road. Now almost 2 years to finally come to an end and see that there's a new phase happening. We've got to start a new record. We're doing new things. It's almost surreal. I don't know what to do.
Oh, tonight is definitely the last night of the tour. It's been 2 years and it's just, man, it's going to be very emotional.
Coming in here. Oh, this is weird. You know what I mean?
Last night.
Okay, boys, stay in time, stay in tune, stay in pitch. No matter what, you remember it's a gift to everyone in this circle, okay? I love you guys very much. I'm honored to be in a band with you. Worked really, really hard to get this, okay? So remember this, it's just like any other night. They don't deserve any less. Give them fucking hell. You guys ready?
Let's do this.
Come on! Where do I see myself in 5 years? I don't know. And the reason I say that is because I don't want to jinx anything.
In 5 years, I hope we're still making records. I mean, we toured this record for almost 2 years. I would like to see us playing arenas, you know, and reaching out to even more people.
Hopefully in 5 years from now, we're putting out records still, and we're touring and playing coliseums or playing clubs. It doesn't really matter as long as we're still together and doing what we love.
You know, we've come a long ways, but there's so much more to do. We only got one record, you know, and to have, you know, a little bit of success was good. I'm kind of glad that we didn't, you know, sell 10 million records and have to try to follow that up.
I want this band, you know, I want this band to be here and to keep doing what we've been doing, you know, until they put me in the ground.